Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
So what consciousness are we exploring at this point?
Oh, Lord. I'm not sure I have anything left, including a brain.
We're on our way to Oz.
We're in Oz. We passed it a long time ago. All right. Tonight, the power and impact of ritual. And
we just blew it from 5 to 1.
I know. We had a count out for the show. They're just being funny. Anyway, tonight the team's going to discuss so much. Oh, nothing like, you know, you can tell I'm in channel when I write these things. The most discussed shift that was anticipated to appear, actually we're going to talk about that. And I'm relegating the team to the... I'm sorry, they're laughing at me. Talking about ritual, because there's so much on the table right now. Anyway, they're going to talk about, this is actually ritual, hugely important right now, but we need to get this whole ship thing out of the way, because this has definitely had a huge, mega impact globally.
It was a ship that was passing in the night.
Yeah. Show dedication to the continued support from all dimensions of light and hope for the financial markets and the upcoming election, and that all happens for the highest good. And believe me, that does not mean that we can be passive, everyone. Please remember that. We've got to reclaim our magic and use it for this.
Amen.
Now, when I sent out the announcement for the show, I included a statement from David Wilcock. And for those of you who don't know who he is, he claims to be the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. That's not really up on the table for discussion, because it really doesn't matter to me one way or the other. He's a very bright young man, and he's certainly doing some interesting things. And I say interesting because, you know, that doesn't mean I'm on the totally same page with him. But I thought his statement was very prophetic, and I am going to read this. Such a mass visitation at this stage in our planetary game would be an absolute tragedy, an irreversibly vast insult to the free will of the overwhelming majority of people on Earth, who would see it as a horrific and terrifying event based on their Hollywood movie conditioning. It would also be a disaster for the person who brought the prophecy through on several different levels, with many unintended consequences. One major problem is that if the purported UFO appeared, it revealed itself in some way as a positive influence and was welcomed by even a small percentage of humanity, then the Federation of Light responsible for this visitation would have effectively anointed the Earth with a new Messiah. I, being the channel that prophesied this, the person who generated this prophecy would be instantly elevated to godlike status, ushering in the most important and influential spiritual event on Earth since the, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Hegira of Mohammed at the Wailing Wall. Hegira, I believe that's right.
I don't know if that or Hegira, but anyway.
Hegira, probably Hegira. Or even the ascension of Jesus in Jerusalem. However, in either of these cases, humanity did not see a wide-scale manifestation of the spiritual forces behind these great teachers. Only paranormal events associated with the individuals themselves.
Interesting.
So, I want to say that I have monitored this all week, not in the hopes that the ship would come, but my goal was to monitor. And there are some other things I'll share in a moment here. My concern was, what is this going to do to humanity, and how is humanity responding to this event? And how will they respond if this event does not take place? And unfortunately, they responded in a way that absolutely showed all those on the other side of the veil that we are absolutely, positively not ready for an event like this. Even those that believe, now this is not the people that would be terrified, these are believers who went postal over the non-event, all right, over it not happening. Just before the show, I listened to the woman who channeled this information. I know, Veronica, you know her name.
Goodchild, Blossom Goodchild?
That'll do. And Blossom Goodchild, that's it. And she recorded herself sitting on her bed talking into her camera on her computer, and it was absolutely heartbreaking to me. She has been inundated and has now closed down her blog site because she was inundated with thousands of emails, many of which were threatening, horrific comments from other people.
Really?
She actually, at some point, moved in and out of feeling suicidal, has decided she will never trust anything that comes through again. She will never trust what she receives. I mean, it to me, this is a tragedy in many, many ways. More importantly than that, well, not more importantly, I'm sorry, not to diminish what she's going through. Please don't misunderstand. She did receive some nice emails, and I did review some of them, at least people who were encouraging and forgiving to her. But more importantly, from my perspective, is that we dropped the ball. And for all the time that we were focused on the arrival of the ship, and what was interesting to me is how many people and what their agendas were. Believe me, I'm not criticizing anyone. I understand. I do understand that for some people it was vindication. Look, the ETs are real. I'm not crazy. For others is, oh boy, they've come here. They're going to help us through this horrific time that we're going through on this planet financially, economically, in every other way.
It's like a mustard plaster on the whole collective.
Yes. And then there were those that wanted to punish those that are responsible for holding back the information that the extraterrestrials have been here for many, many years, have made visits, and so on and so forth. So all these agendas were surfacing up and out of the shadow. And instead of doing what we had all, you know, our real job as a team on this planet, we came here to assist through the ascension process, to work our magic, to spread the light, to be beacons of light and truth and peace and safety for others. That's what we're really here to do. And the markets went to hell. Interesting, and I monitored the markets, which I never do, over the last couple of days to see what would happen in terms of building up to this event, and I could see where the focus and all the people who've been working on really working their magic, the magic kind of slipping off and the focus going over to the ship, giving away power, giving away power, giving away power. So I had a talk with the team tonight before the show. And, you know, I'd love to have somebody here that I could just hop into channel, so I have to kind of, you know, deal with the concert of beings that I work with. And you know, some of the things that I was told, I really don't even feel appropriate that it's appropriate to share them, because I'm not one to talk about negative things. Okay, I don't like spreading that kind of stuff, and I don't think that right now any of us need to look at anything from a negative perspective at this time. What I want to emphasize here is that the number of people that jumped on the bandwagon who channel, the woman that channels Ashtar, Matthew, Mike Quincy, there are so many who really jumped on the bandwagon saying, you know, and channeling beings who are saying, yes, we're going to be there and it'll happen. And so what I saw, and this is the reason I sat down with the team, is this didn't just happen through one person. There were a number of people who are what I consider to be very good channels, very connected, who were also endorsing this event. And that's a concern. And so I had to look at it from a perspective of, okay, what the hell is going on? This is bigger than just one person and the information that she got. Now, I had mentioned this, Veronica and I talked about this earlier, that however long it was ago, because I have no concept of time, I awoke one morning knowing that I had been aboard ship and I got to speak my piece, which was, I personally, as Jackie, did not feel comfortable with the ship being itself known, because I did not feel humanity was prepared for this, and that the consequences could be dire at this timing prior to the election. I just felt it was a very inappropriate time. It was before the market really dived, so probably 3 weeks ago or so. And so the problem is, you know, with people, again, giving away their power, saying, oh, thank God they're here, they're going to fix it, is exactly that. And then, of course, not even dealing with the amount of terror and craziness that it could have created for people who do not believe in extraterrestrials, or else may believe in them, but sure as hell don't want to see a big ship in the sky. We already have people in crisis mode, people losing jobs, people lost their retirements, people are absolutely, I mean, I know, Veronica, I know you feel it too, energetically I'm processing emotion like crazy every single day and night from the amount of emotion that is flooding the planet right now, especially the United States, over what's going on economically. And it's not just the marketplace, the stock market, and the banks, because all of that is affecting everything else. People are out of work, losing jobs all over the place. People aren't spending money. Restaurants are closing. Businesses are closing. It's spreading everywhere, including the housing market, which people in the construction industry out of work. I mean, I can go on and on and on and on. I'm not trying to paint a bleak picture here. I'm just saying we already have people in crisis. Those people aren't necessarily going to see an event like this as something positive. It could throw them over the edge. So what I got concerned about is the amount of all the people that also, okay, got discredited, not just this sweet woman, because they all were endorsing this event and saying, yes, that their beings are going to be there, Ashtar will be there, this one will be there, so on and so forth. So single-handedly, in a period of weeks, what we had is the extraterrestrial community, okay, multidimensional extraterrestrial community, the people that channel them, all literally in one brushstroke discredited across the board. So what happens to hope? And that is a real scary thing to me. What do you think, Veronica?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Funny, because I don't ever take things that literally, so I was kind of, I'm sort of amazed, and you're absolutely right. It's just, I said cheekily, it's like Monica Lewinsky and Clinton, sometime when there was some big international things going on, and that's all we paid attention to, you know?
Absolutely. O.J. Simpson, you know, when he did his deed, I mean, everybody was watching that on television around the clock and not paying attention to anything else that was going on in the country or the world.
We lost our might, and we didn't necessarily, but some of us are still working away on it, but we needed to be programming and being more empowering.
Well, we need to pull up our, I don't want to be mean here, but I have to be honest. We really need to pull up our panties and remember why we're here. And I'm not going to say to everybody it's going to be a cakewalk or that it's going to be easy, but I am going to say it's what we came for. You know, we've been preparing.
Huh? I really believe that.
Yeah, we've been prepared. We've been, Lazarus calls it, practice is over. We've been practicing for quite a while here. And, you know, being attached to anything, being, you know, I had this talk with myself and a good friend this week, and I said, you know, no matter what happens, if I lose the house, if everything goes, okay, I'm absolutely clear that my sense of non-attachment, not that I don't believe I'm a great magician, but I'm not going to attach to any single thing to the point where it will divert me or discourage me from continuing my work.
Good point.
Okay, I may be doing the radio show from a car, but...
I used to laugh and say, I can do my work anywhere, even a bathtub. And I'm going, oh, please, God, let's not do it.
That's not my kidding!
But you're right, it's to remember that we're here for a real specific reason, and we are creating and we are fomenting a different world.
That's it, and we're the ones. Okay? I mean, again, not self-glorifying here, but we came here for this reason.
Yeah.
Okay, we all had a ton of stuff we wanted to clear up before this all started. Some of us took on a ton more than, you know, probably was recommended. You know, I would love to have been in the meeting up there before we all left and came down here. And if we ever do this again, we've all agreed to bitch slap each other, so...
Let me say something also, is in the middle of all this, and I told you, you know, I was amused by it, but I wasn't really counting on it, because I don't think channeling usually has a very good connection with time space. But one of the things I told you is I never used to ask for connections with the ETs, and I really did this time. And I feel like I've made progress in having some rapport with ETs, much greater than before. You see what I mean?
Well, again, Veronica, that's a positive spin on this.
Yeah, I think so.
And if people took it from that perspective, rather than giving their power away and allowing it to divert them from what they came here to do, and again, I'm not making anybody wrong. Please don't misunderstand. We're still humans. We're here. But it was a great lesson, I think, for a lot of people to recognize that, first of all, we don't need a ship to manifest. We already know they're real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is where we came from, folks. We're star beings. If you're listening to this radio program right now, you're a star being. Trust me on this. Or you would be interested. Everybody really is. Everyone is from the stars. It's just that we tend to be more aware. That's all. I have to qualify that.
I was just reading Shirley MacLaine's book called Saging While Aging. Have you read that?
No, but I love Shirley. Go ahead.
Well, she was talking about how this is the end times of Atlantis revisited and so on. And she said in a past life, she had a past life awakening or awareness where she had lost her lover to an extraterrestrial ship and he wouldn't take her with him. And that was in times of Atlantis. She said it hasn't changed that much, but this time she's bound she'll go.
But this time what?
She's going to go.
Oh, that's very funny. That is very funny. And this is the end times of Atlantis. Where,
yeah,
this is why we can't afford to be diverted.
Right.
We cannot afford to be diverted. And, you know, I want to say this. In Atlantis, the people that bought into the fear, all right, had they been able to hold a higher vibration, the vision, had they bonded together and held the vision together, Atlantis may not have gone down. That is the whole point. That's why we're back here. Knowing that if we bond together, unite together, and hold the highest vision, work our magic, wherever each person may feel that they want to hold it in a different place, great. But that's what we came to do. not buy into the fear, not buy into the drama, not buy, and it's hard not to do. It's difficult not to do. I'm the first to tell you that. And there's that, you know, the push-pull of do I listen to the news or not? And trust me, I can't watch the debates. That's the one I can't do.
I think it's really interesting to think also that as we go through these times, I'm working on a thing about finding out what my identity is. Like as we shift our security patterns or money patterns, our identity shifts, our identity in the world and all that. I think that's something to work on, too, you know, that who we really are, these star beings, it's not the identity we've contrived on the planet. So I think that's an important thing to focus on.
No, it's not an identity that we've contrived on the planet, and that's one that I actually have some of that under my belt. You know, when I stepped out of the corporate world and out of the world that I had, you know, built, even though I've always had, you know, metaphysical and extraterrestrial roots, you know, but to step out and say, this is who I am and this is what I do 4.5 years ago, okay, it required a total re-identification of who I was.
Right.
And being able to hold that, a lot of people are, you know, have a foot in both worlds, they're bridging both worlds, that's fine. I talk to a lot of those people every day. And it's perfect. It's wonderful. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But I think you're right, Veronica, in terms of that re-identification is as the old starts peeling off and we see things starting to break down, the more of who we are is coming forward.
Right.
And that more includes, you know, having more memory, more access, and more recognition of how connected we are to all these beings on the other side of the veil as family. And I mean, they're rooting for us. You know, you said about getting more connected, and you know, they wait for an invite. You know, I know in the work that we do, the reason that we do, especially first session, such detailed work about histories and so on, is everybody is monitored from that point forward. How are they doing? How are they progressing? You know, did we do too much? Can we do more? You know, is this going to interfere with their soul path? And of course, you know, that's not the desire. We don't want to interfere with people's soul path. If their higher self and soul say no, 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 you know, that's not going to happen. But there's so much more involved, and we're trying to understand multidimensionality from a, we'll say, fourth dimensional perspective, although I would say we're probably at four right now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Stepping sometimes into fifth, sometimes stepping back into third, but basically, you know, somewhere in there. And so from our very limited, it's like even our thought process, which is linear, we have to, even when we, you know, meditate or think or do, we'll go back to ritual or an invocation of some kind, the words are linear. It always makes me laugh when I do my pre-work. I call everybody in that I work with, and there's quite a list of beings, okay? And I keep thinking, I'll just visualize it because the words are so cumbersome to me. Because we will become telepathic. Many of you already are and don't realize it, but that is the natural state of being able to communicate through thought. Through walls of knowing without this, you know, many people have said to me, what are these geometric forms that are coming, you know, being downloaded into me during the night, you know? And I'm like, libraries, hello? Each form contains a library of information. That's how much different it is on the other side of the veil. We're still, you know, like in kindergarten, you know, and then. Personally, I love telepathy. It's just fabulous. Ritual. I had a bunch of other little things I was going to read, but it's really not necessary. Ritual is, I'm just going to do a little setup before I turn it over to the team here. And the team may comment on the ship or not. I laughed with Veronica tonight before the show, and I said, I can say to them, well, I'm going to let you guys talk about this, I want to talk about that. And then I start laughing as soon as the words come out of my mouth or the thought comes out of my brain, because it's like I'm telling them what they're going to do. And I always feel this kind of cosmic pat on the top of the head that says, yes, sir, honey. Again, going back to our magic, and I'm going to let the, I really will get out of the way on this one and let the team talk about it, but this is, when practiced, I'll just say this, absolutely phenomenal. And I'm having to retrain myself since all this came up, to do this show, and they've really been on me about it. And as I retrain myself, every little thing that I do, if I remember to do it, makes such a difference. And I'm noticing, even in working with my food or whatever, the difference in my digestion, and I'm like, whoa, okay. Because once you launch into something, the difference is so huge, you recognize you can't go back to the old way. Do you do ritual, Veronica?
A little bit. I have my own little ways, yes.
Okay, good. Okay, I'm going to go into channel, let them talk. When I start yelling, I know I'm out of here. That's called knocking at the door. And Veronica, ask anything you want to ask or talk about anything you want to talk with them.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, Veronica. Dear Veronica, we do love you.
I love you, too. I'm so glad to hear from you tonight.
All right. Well, we think that the channel said what needed to be said as far as the ship is concerned. Now, we will not discount that at some point in the future it could happen. And readings are being taken of the way that everyone responded. And we don't want to go to the grading, that if we had to grade on a curve kind of thing, but it wasn't good.
Right?
And remember, all of you, all right? You have access. You have star families. You have star friends. Call them in. Call them in. Invite them into your life. Now, that's not to say that they aren't already there, but it's a form of permission. Now, in a way, it's kind of like saying to someone who walks through your front door, really nice to see you, but I want to see the car you drove here first. Do you understand what we're saying?
Yes, I think I do.
All right. In other words, the ship, the vehicle, all right, in a way, is rather humorous. When, in fact, you could call these beings in and they don't need a ship to pop in and be with you. All right? In fact, if anything, it's a little cumbersome in terms of concept. that make sense?
Yes.
Now, you know, if you were watching that movie, Close Encounters, you know, where that wonderful ship came in,
mm-hmm.
and it was very moving for those of you that liked that movie, and playing the music and the lights moving and lots of drama, and it's lovely. But we expect that you're all far beyond the drama. At least we would hope so. And Veronica, we're very happy to hear that you are developing more of a relationship.
Yes, thank you. I'm really pleased. It's not scary.
Of course not.
Although I hear it's against the law to speak with aliens in this country.
No, it's not against the law to speak with them. Only to fraternize.
To consort. Bob said immediately, I can hardly wait for the first court case.
Exactly. And there has to be proof. Now, you have to have something solid to have proof. It would be impossible to arrest any of them.
We're going to cover it with this radio show.
That's right. And it would be pure hearsay on any other level. So don't worry about it. All right. We want to say this before we get into ritual tonight. You don't need a ship. You are the ones. Now, we don't want to beat this phrase to death, but you are the ones you've been waiting for. You are all that powerful. And every step you take, every practice that you incorporate, you are going to begin to see the manifestation of your power and your magic. Now, we want to say this to you. All of you listening would have been very upset. Not right now, but once you could see the bigger picture, you would have been upset. And we'll tell you why. You are determined that you could do this. And all those meetings that you're attending in your dream state, you're all plotting and planning future moves. What are you going to do the next day? What's this? What's that? You are the ones who have said, no, you can't land. No, you can't intercede at that level. Not us, you. We're going to do this. We're so close. Now, granted, it's a little frightening for all, and for some, maybe very frightening. You're underestimating who you are. And we've been trying to give you pieces every week. Something new, something to incorporate, something to understand, to expand the way that you bring forward and use your power and your magic. Last week, the fairy realm. For many, thinking of it is very, oh, benign, you know, very. Not at all. But it's part of the entity of Earth. Now, you're here to help Earth ascend. And you are part of Earth, and Earth is part of you. And you are part of all realms, and they are part of you. Nothing is separate. When you were a child, you wanted to do things on your own, and you would tell your parents, no, I do, I can do this. Even when you were very little. And you're doing the same thing now, whether you realize it or not. As a collective, you've said, no, not yet. Don't intervene. You don't need the phenomena. We do recommend that you develop relationships, however. When you are convinced that you're not afraid to do so. And for some of you, may still be afraid. And Veronica, as you've seen, there's no reason to be afraid, is there?
I don't think so at all, actually.
You don't think so. There's a real strong statement.
I guess I can't be sure of what we're attracting at any given time, but I think it's going to be wonderful.
Well, we'll make it very simple for you. If you approach, having set your intent very clearly, without fear, it's a bit of a narrow place here, and invite being then only of the highest light, right?
Mm-hmm.
And call in your higher self, call in your soul. Ask them to be the gatekeeper. Now, the only way you're going to attract something that is of the dark, if you want to call it that, is if you haven't dealt with your own shadow. And if you have fear going in, great fear, if you're living in fear, if you're living in playing in the dark and so on and so forth. But none of you are. Veronica, you have nothing to fear.
Well, you're good.
Absolutely nothing to fear.
I wasn't actually afraid during this time at all. I was just curious and wanting to make contact.
Exactly. Now, they are different than you. The vibrations are different than yours. But you will come to enjoy them when you understand that they're very humorous. You know, use the qualification. I only want the funny one.
A little stand-up comedy here.
There you go. Very advanced souls, very interesting. And they're as curious about you as you are about them.
And is it so? What we've been taught a number of ways is that their frequency is higher and we have to be stepping ours up and adjusting theirs down.
Absolutely.
Well, that's the sort of thing I was practicing.
Very good. Then you're doing the right thing.
I hope so, yeah.
You're doing the right thing.
Thank you.
So let's talk about ritual. All right. This is practice, people, for your magic, and it's also to enhance your experience on every level. And it's about being conscious, absolutely conscious. This is a step in raising your vibration and frequency, as you just said, Veronica. Ritual applies to everything you do. From the water that you drink, infusing it with light, to the food that you eat, making every experience a ritual, a magical ritual. We would recommend, first of all, that you believe. And if you don't pretend that you believe, that you have the power to impact atoms, molecules. You do, of course. So rub your hands together. You know, rub them together really hot. Put your hands over what you're going to eat. This is simple stuff. We're graduating to all these other places, but we want you to understand, by doing this, you do change the food, And for any of you that may doubt this, go back to Emoto's work with water. It's the same principle, you see. With the water that you drink, before you take a shower, a ritual, declare going in, as I wash myself with this water, I'm cleansing my energy field. I'm cleansing away all the emotional debris. I'm cleansing away anything that got into my auric field. Cleansing, I'm cleansing, I'm cleansing my body, the organ, my skin. Make it a ritual. It only takes a few extra moments. But you see, as humans, without self-love, it's the last thing that you tend to do because you're all so busy. Every one of you. A ritual before you sit down to write your emails, to send energy through every email, energies of love and healing to everyone that you communicate with. A ritual over your phone. You already know that there are frequency issues. Electromagnetic frequencies that you're dealing with. Be the creators that you are. Ritual. You can set up rituals with people. I'm going to meet with so-and-so, and I intend to set up the energies and frequencies to make this a beautiful exchange of energies between us. Do you realize the power of that intention? And the ritual. Are you understanding, Veronica? Is this making sense to you?
Yes, it sure is. It's wonderful. Sending your light ahead of you is also...
Absolutely. Very good. But again, a ritual. Now, we've recommended many times working with the platinum light. That should be a daily ritual for all of you. Before you talk on your phone, before you do anything, bringing in this exquisite platinum light in a spiral, spiraling down around you, down into the heart of Earth, and another piece coming up around. So it's coming down and it's going up, sparkling like a sparkler on the 4th of July. Sizzling, crackling. That, by the way, platinum light, the light of the goddess, we've talked about this for a very long time. What are the rituals, Veronica?
Getting up and going to bed. I say do breathing things and clearing. I make little sounds, you know, chakra sounds, brighten the chakras.
Now share that with us.
I've had a variety through the years, but recently I have one that's making sounds into each chakra, and there's a kind of a ritual of 7 per chakra, and then you change them. It's supposed to be very secretive, you know, one of those.
All right. Well, very good.
But I find it really does an amazing thing for preparing me for sleep or for getting up. You know, I just feel more alive in all my vibrations for the morning.
Beautiful. Now, we want you to understand that the intent with which you do things, even if you make them up, the intent is all important. It is your intent that creates the ritual. And everything else will come in to support that. Now, going to bed, very good point, Veronica. Going to bed, an incredibly important time for all of you. And because many of you leave your bodies, it's very important, and we're glad that you're doing this, to set up energy fields around your body. or in your chakras the way you do, Veronica, or in any way that you choose to do. Likewise, getting up in the morning, setting your tone for the day. Now, again, many of you are so incredibly busy, you feel that you don't have the time to do this. Going to the bathroom, now we don't want to shock anybody here. With the intent that as your body evacuates in whatever way it's evacuating, that it is a form of cleansing. Declare it as such, and you will be amazed at what happens to your bodies. Your bodies, your cells, will cooperate with what you deem. With what you deem. Your conscious mind has gotten so used to believing that it is a victim of the body, that it is housed in this body that seems to run the show. Well, I can't control what I eat, I can't lose weight, I can't this, I can't that. It's just the opposite. The moment you decide, you set off chemicals in the brain that immediately start the actions in the body. Including healing. And prosperity and joy and love and a whole litany of things. Now this goes on to places like your gardens. Deeming your property magical, a vortex. There is no end to what you are capable of doing now. And you are finally ready to actually believe that you have the power to do it. Now, some of you may have to play with this. Now, don't do it with a negative ego. Please be aware of this. The negative ego will be in the background going, oh, sure, you're not that powerful, that won't work. The fastest way to undermine it, if you're running the agenda to prove it wrong, you might as well not even bother. It is only when you can absolutely believe that you are deeming it magical, and you can watch as beautiful things begin to happen, as the birds start to come in, as plants begin to blossom and act in unique ways. And if it works on the body, why would it not work in the garden? And if it works on the garden, why would it not work in the body? As you splash your face at night, I am getting younger, I am getting younger, I'm getting younger, my skin is getting more beautiful. Now, we hate to feed the ego, but, you know, it actually works. It works. That you are rinsing your face with light, rejuvenating light. That the water, deeming the water light and rejuvenating. Now, we would love to see you all play with this and have fun with this. But also begin to take it serious. Imagine what would happen to what you ingest if you put this kind of focus into it. What it would do to the cells of your body. You see, eventually, now, we always have to be careful of what we say on these shows. We'll qualify this. There are people on your planet living on light that don't need to ingest food. They do exist. They have taken much of this to a higher frequency.
Are they in the third dimension?
well, none of you are really in the third. We would say they're in fourth, fifth. But they are humans, yes.
I've heard that. I just haven't met any yet, as far as I know.
Well, there's one over in Europe. She has a website. There's another one. Actually, there's a website here in Las Vegas where the channel is. There are others. Those are only two. But again, we're not saying this is what you have to do. What we're saying is you understand that the beings on the other side of the veil, not all of them ingest substance. Many of them live online. Majority.
I know Bashar says he doesn't have to anymore.
That's right. So again, this is part of the process. This is the beginning. These are the baby steps. And yet they are critical steps to building your confidence, to understanding how to work with energy.
We only have about two more minutes.
All right. Any questions, Veronica? Probably not.
It just makes me want to do ritual, but thinking of living on light, I'm just thinking, can they transcend the physical more easily than we because they're not ingesting substance?
You mean these people that live here?
Yes.
Well, that's a very good question.
Guess we have to Google it.
Well, the answer would be yes. The answer would be yes, if everything else is in alignment. If they expanded their ability to overcome the ingestion of food to many other things. As long as it's not ego-driven. So we'll qualify it in that way. Now, Veronica, while we have time, you want to talk about your show next week, dear?
Yes, my show is, oh, it's very exciting, in fact. It's a woman named Linda Sherman is going to be on Paradigm Shifter. She's going to take an hour and a half, so she's on at 4:30. And she's an astrologer, but her big thing is showing what the planetary configurations are over huge periods of time and how, for example, right now is similar in some ways to the 20s, and yet where we're taking it, of course, is slightly different. She's really interesting. She's got a lot of positivity, but helps you understand the collective. She's very exciting. She's going to
beautiful.
Take a call. Her name is Linda Sherman, and her newsletter is Soothsayer, SOOTHE Sayer.com, and her newsletter is really worthy of some. She's grounded but very etheric. So we're calling it from the etherical to the empirical.
Beautiful. All right, dear one. We love you all. Remember that we are you and you are us. We are not separate. The more that you can understand that, the less need you will have for phenomena. The more power you will take on your own. And the more inclined you will be to invite us into your life. We love you. We are here to assist you, to co-create with you, but never to take your power away. We love you too much. Veronica, we love you very much. We thank you all for tuning in tonight. We thank our channel. We look forward to being with you next week. Play with ritual, everyone. Have fun with it. Get excited about it. Change your lives, and it will. Namaste, everyone.
Namaste. Thank you so much.
Are we off?
Well, we're still here.
Oh. Oh, boy. Hi, everyone. Okay, Veronica, did you get your website done?
Yes, at veronicaentwistle.com, no H in Entwistle, and my show is next Tuesday at 4 o'clock on BBS Radio.
Okay, and our website, of course, ethealing.com. We love you all. How much time do we have, honey?
about 5 seconds, 10 seconds.
Okay, we love you all. A piece of each and every one of you is in Veronica and I, and a piece of us is in each and every one of you. It can be no other way. We really are all one. Love you, and see you next Thursday night. Blessings, everyone.
And Jackie, that's a wonderful ritual that you just did. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Blessings.
Blessings.